A federal judge blocked President Donald Trump's revised travel ban hours before it was to take effect, marking the second time courts have thwarted Trump's efforts to freeze immigration by refugees and citizens of some predominantly Muslim nations. This time, the ruling came from a judge in Hawaii who rejected the government's claims that the travel ban is about national security, not discrimination. You know what? The judge doesn't have the authority. It doesn't matter what basis or what considerations the president put in to his executive order. He has the authority. The judge doesn't. This is romper room stuff here, folks. Just shows you how embedded, how powerful the deep state, the judiciary state, the importation state, the immigration state. And by the by, I will freely confess and admit my embarrassment and shame that the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is in on this. There are hundreds of millions of dollars at stake here, and that's why this isn't going into effect. And the USCCB has blood and dirt and heresy and stink and apostasy on its hands. Shame on them. You can go read about this at the Remnant newspaper site. It's all over there. You search for USCCB. Back to the story. U.S. District Judge Derek Watson also said Hawaii would suffer financially if the executive order constricted the flow of students and tourists to the state, and that Hawaii was likely to succeed on a claim that the ban violates First Amendment protections against religious discrimination. If you're coming here from Libya, you don't have a First Amendment protection to immigrate. You realize how preposterous this is? You might as well say, Mr. Trump, please. We reserve the right to import new people into our state under the Good and Plenty Clause of the Constitution. The Good and Plenty Clause? Yeah. Maxine Waters said it one time. Go look it up. She actually did. The Good and Plenty Clause.